scenario, who would lead the U.S.? This is written by Norman Ornstein, a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, as a special to the Washington Post. 13 years ago, the United States was changed in a profound way. A major attack on the homeland by a non-state foreign actor had never happened before, and the consequences, thousands of deaths, landmarks destroyed and damaged, were terrifying. The policy repercussions from the Patriot Act to the Guantanamo Bay prison to wars in Afghanistan and Iraq to airport security measures to creation of the Department of Homeland Security to reorganization of intelligence agencies were even more far-reaching. Partly as a result of these changes, the United States has gone for another 13 years without another devastating terrorist attack. But as the rise of the Islamic State underscores, the threat has not disappeared. While the United States has taken many steps to stay one step ahead of terrorists, there is one area in which multiple efforts to protect us have been sidestepped, ignored, or abandoned. That area is continuity of government, ensuring that our fundamental institutions, including Congress and the presidency and the judiciary, are able to immediately reconstitute themselves if shattered by a terrorist attack. The danger has been apparent since September 11, 2001. United Airlines Flight 93, the plane that crashed in rural Pennsylvania because of the actions of its brave passengers, was likely headed for the Capitol. If it had not been delayed on takeoff from Newark by 45 minutes, the passengers would not have known they were on a suicide mission, and the plane probably would have hit the Capitol around the same time American Airlines Flight 77 struck the Pentagon, causing massive damage and potentially leaving Congress without the constitutionally mandated quorum of half its members required to do business. Coincidentally, that same morning, the Judicial Conference of the United States was meeting at the Supreme Court, a stone's throw from the Capitol. The core of the federal judiciary was there, with Chief Justice William Rehnquist presiding. Conceivably, a direct hit on the cast-iron Capitol dome could have created devastating damage to the court building, decimating the judiciary. When it became clear that the devastation was a terrorist attack, Air Force One took off from Sarasota, Florida, with the president on board and headed west to heavily protected air bases, while the vice president was hustled into an underground bunker at the White House to safeguard the line of succession. But in the aftermath of the attacks, it became clear that the Presidential Succession Act of 1947 never contemplated an attack carried out with no notice while large numbers of those at the top of the three branches of government were in close proximity. Weeks after the September 11th attacks, I joined with Tom Mann of the Brookings Institution to create a Continuity of Government Commission, co-chaired by former White House counsel Lloyd Cutler and former Senator Alan Simpson. We issued reports to Congress, the presidency, and the Supreme Court. We recommended a constitutional amendment to allow emergency interim members of Congress to replace those dead, incapacitated, or missing after a massive attack until the incapacitated could recover and the dead could be replaced in meaningful special elections. We recommended a thorough revamping of the Presidential Succession Act. We also recommended creation of interim emergency courts of appeals, consisting of the chief judges of the various circuit courts of appeals and the remaining justices of the Supreme Court. In case an attack reduced the Supreme Court below its statutory quorum required of six. We had allies across party lines in both houses, but little of consequence happened. 13 years later, the threat is, if anything, greater than it was after September 11th. The need to preserve and protect continuity in our constitutional institutions is critical.